The magic of Willie Mays can be summed up in one play in Game 1 of the 1954 World Series. Mays was playing for the New York Giants, who were taking on the Cleveland Indians. Mays, in center field, chased a fly ball and caught it over his shoulder, his back to the fast-moving ball.
Willie Mays just brought his crowd to his feet with a catch, which must have been an optical illusion to a lot of people.
This became known as the catch.
When the ball went up, I knew exactly what to do before the ball ever came down.
Mays remembered the play in a 2010 interview on NPR's All Things Considered.
I got to catch the ball. I got to stop. I got to make a 360. By the time I make the 360, the ball should be back into the infield. And a lot of people say, well, he had it all the way. Well, I might have had the ball all the way, but the key to me was the throw, getting it back into the infield so nobody could advance.
And he did exactly all of that. The underdog Giants won the game and went on to sweep Cleveland in the series. Willie Howard Mays Jr. was born in 1931 in Westfield, Alabama, and played for the Birmingham Black Barons in the old Negro Leagues. Those games were highly competitive, but also meant to entertain, says James Hirsch. He wrote the biography, Willie Mays, The Life, The Legend.
It wasn't just that he ran fast or hit with power, but the use of the basket catch, the hat flying off his head, the way he would swivel his head on his neck to track the ball. He did it with a certain flair and charisma that he knew was irresistible to watch.
In 1951, 4 years after Jackie Robinson broke the major league's color barrier, Mays joined the New York Giants. He was just 20 years old and brought up by the Giants' famous manager, Leo Durocher. You hear Durocher talk about Mays' abilities in the 2023 HBO documentary, Say Hey, Willie Mays.
There is no question in my mind of what he can do, the five essential things, better than any other player of today. And that's hit with power, run, field, and throw.
When the Giants and Dodgers moved from New York to California in 1958, Mays was a face of Major League Baseball's westward expansion. The fact that his face was black made it a tough transition for Mays. When he tried to buy a home in a white part of San Francisco, the neighbors pushed back. Mays eventually got the house and spoke plainly about the process in an interview on KPIX.
Yes, it was a disappointment to me because I didn't figure that I would have this much trouble trying to buy a place. So that's why when I go looking for a house, I don't worry about who living beside me. I go and try to find the best place that I like, and I think I'll be comfortable in.
Willie Mays was not comfortable with confronting racism forthrightly and loudly. This was a contrast with Jackie Robinson, who criticized Mays for not using his platform when the civil rights movement was in full swing. Hirsch wrote about this in his biography.
Robinson called him a, quote, do-nothing Negro. But importantly, Willie believed that in his own way, he did advance the civil rights movement as a role model for the rest of America.
Mays pushed back quietly at the time, but talked about it decades later in the interview on NPR.
I know Jackie had a hard time when he came in. I applaud him. I don't know if I could have done the things that he did when he came in. But, you know, What am I going to change? I can't change the world. I can live the way I live and hope that I can help people of all races all the time.
In 1962, the San Francisco Giants made their first playoffs, beat the Dodgers in the National League Championship, and lost to the Yankees in 7 games in the World Series. Mays played 21 seasons with the Giants. In his career, Mays hit 660 home runs, stole 338 bases. And his biographer, James Hirsch, says the most important statistic might be that Mays put out more than 7,000 opposing players from center field.
It underscores his durability. Willie played 24 years. He rarely took a day off, not until his last couple of years, when he was 40, 41, 42, when he began to be nagged by injuries.
Mays is also remembered for making peace in the clubhouse, keeping the focus on the baseball, and making everyone feel welcome.
You are a member of that baseball team. He's going to take care of you.
Nate Oliver played with Willie Mays on the San Francisco Giants in 1968.
He treated every single person in that clubhouse with dignity and respect. Because if you are here, you belong here.
Mays was also known for taking young players under his wing, including the outfielder Bobby Bonds, who made Mays the godfather of his son, Barry Bonds.
Nothing gives him more pleasure than, you know, kind of teaching the game. And nothing gives him more pleasure than helping children.
That's Rennell Brooks Moon, the San Francisco Giants public address announcer. Brooks Moon appeared with Mays at several charity launches. She says he was always generous with his time, presence, and name. On his 90th birthday in 2021, the Giants Community Fund launched a scholarship program for black students in his name.
He's always said that people took such good care of him when he was young and coming up in baseball that he wants to give it back. He's been paying it forward before that was even a phrase.
That's the legacy Mays left. He was one of baseball's greats who played the game and tried to live his life with joy. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.